الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا وقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون صدق الله العظيم. Ulama-i Kiram, most respected brothers and also sisters at the madrasa and those listening over the receivers. Once again, the fazal of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that He gathered us here for this majlis of zikr. I have mentioned many, many times by now that the whole purpose of this zikr majlis is to develop in our hearts the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to such an extent that whenever we are doing anything, then we show concern. We are conscious of the fact that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is our creator, He is our Malik, He is our Khaliq. And we should not displease Him in any of our actions, any of our deeds. That much love must come, that it must be a barrier between us and sins. If the person is making tasbih, is making zikrullah, but is not restraining himself from haram in his dealings with people, in his business, in his home, in his relationship with his wife, with his children, with his family members, with his neighbors, with his society, he is not obeying Allah Ta'ala and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so then that is not zikrullah. He'll get sawab of making some tasbih. But when the person is really making zikr sincerely, then the constant zikr, excessive zikr, will develop that love in the heart for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But of course it has to be controlled. A person must not do so much of zikr that his brain cells get dehydrated. He has to take some advice, some guidance. In our times it is not even recommended that a person makes too much of tasbihat, 10,000, 20,000, 100,000. Those were people of the past, they could do that. We are weak. So put all the effort in restraining ourselves from haram and make a little bit of zikrullah. Inshallah, the person will be a waliullah. So the purpose of this zikr majlis is what I say, it is majlis of tawbah. That we are always engaged in chasing and racing after the material things, things of this dunya. And then that negligence affects our hearts. Again, we must not misunderstand. And I repeat these things because sometimes we seem to misunderstand, even though we have heard it many times, that dunya is not the name of gold, silver, house, car, wife, children. That is not dunya. But when these things divert the attention of the person from the remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when they become an obstacle in his path towards his spiritual progress, his connection with Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then it becomes dunya. But if he uses the dunya as wasila of akhirah, then that same dunya becomes his jannat. As I explained last week also, that a person does not have to go into another world to become a waliullah. It is the same world. He doesn't have to go and bring some different kind of eyes and different kind of ears and different kind of body to become the wali of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The same body, the same eyes, the same namaz, the same roza, zakat, hajj, the same zikr, tilawat. Everything, it will be the same. It's just that the person will do it for the pleasure of Allah ta'ala. When it comes to the parts of his body, then he will use it as Allah ta'ala has ordered and instructed. He is not going to disobey Allah Ta'ala in what he is seeing with his eyes, what he is listening with his ears, what he is speaking with his tongue. So that will make him a wali of Allah Ta'ala. Simple. It is mentioned in Tafsir Mazhari, Qazi Sanaullah Panipati Rahmatullah Alayh, when he speaks about where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladheena amanu zkurullaha zikran kathira. So he mentions many things there, but one of the things is this, that what is intended by the zikre kathir. So Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu has been quoted as saying, and the gist of which is this, that for every ibadah that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala ordered, there is some kind of limitation, there is some kind of restriction, there is some kind of limit to it. For example, the farz namaz of Maghrib that we made, it's 3 rakats and it's over, finish. Now a person cannot make 6 rakats, he cannot make 10 rakats, he cannot make 20 rakats or 100 rakats. And then the time also is fixed after sunset up till certain time is Maghrib time. Zuhur from this time to that time and so many rakats of namaz. The same with fasting, that it is in the month of Ramadan, 30 days or 29 days depending on the moon. But that is the fasting of the month of Ramadan, which is farz. After that, if a person keeps nafil fast, it's nafil. But farz fast, that's all. In the same way, when it comes to zakat, then you must be sahib and nisab, the different nisabs that have been mentioned, and then so much of zakat you have to give. When it comes to hajj, the Arafat is still there, Mina is still there, Muzdalifah is still there. But if a person says that, no, I missed out, during the days of Hajj, I missed out. I didn't have visas. So therefore, I will go now and make my Hajj. So you'll see, you cannot make your Hajj now. So there are many things that are limited. As far as the farais are concerned, it's limited. And then again, those farais also, certain times you cannot even perform them. Certain times you can't even perform your salat. At the makruh times, you can't read salat. When it comes to fasting also, then during the 5 days of the year, it's not permissible to fast. There are certain times when you cannot do this ibadat or that ibadat. But when it comes to zikrullah, then there is no such thing as you cannot make it. Whether you are fit and healthy or you are weak, you still can make zikr. Zikr, you are not excused. In fact, the person who is sick should be making more zikr. But he doesn't have to move his tongue. He doesn't have to do anything, just in his mind he can just keep saying Allah, Allah, Subhanallah, La ilaha illallah. What stops him from that? If he is conscious and is, so even if he is sick, he can make zikr under all conditions. If he is healthy, he can make zikr. If he is on safar, he can make zikr. If he is at home, he can make zikr. If he is in the aeroplane, he can make zikr. If he is in the ship, he can make zikr. If he is in his car, he can make. If he is in the train or the crane, he can make. This person, whether he is rich or poor, he can make zikr. If he is in the government or he is an ordinary citizen, he can make zikr. Now look at that. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala made zikrullah so easy that under all conditions the person can make zikr. Then again, there is no need for ghusl. There is no need for wuzu also. How loving Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is. His name, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, should have put a premium price. That first you must pay both the worlds. Dono jahan pehle pesh karo, tab jaakar mera naam lo. If Allah Ta'ala had said that, then too he wasn't, it would have been very cheap. But look at Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's fazal on his servants and slaves like us. That our dirty tongues and our dirty hearts, but he's allowing us to make zikr under all conditions. So much so that dirty bodies also, he says, take my name. You don't have to pay anything. It's Allah Ta'ala, he wants to give us the best of dunya and akhirat. But of course that doesn't mean that the person should stay in a dirty state or he shouldn't take into consideration these things. But what we are saying is that it's permissible if a person made the zikr. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has made it very, very easy. So he says under all conditions it is permissible. But then in that zakirin Allah kathiran wa zakirat. So they say that who are those people who are making extensive zikr? So some place it has been mentioned that the Hazrat Imam Baghawi Rahmatullah Alayhi says, Atar radiallahu ta'ala had stated that the person who is making his farz namazes, he is also making zikr kaseer. The person who is just making his farz namaz, he is also making zikr kaseer. So it shows it's not only subhanallah, alhamdulillah. Now farz namaz 5 times a day we are making. But if the person makes it properly and he considers it as also zikrullah, the whole purpose of the establishment of salat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, aqim is salat li zikri. The ruh and the soul of all ibadat is zikrullah. Without zikrullah there is no soul. Wala zikrullahi akbar. As far as zikr is concerned, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, great. So other things, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has put a limit. But when it came to zikrullah, he said, فَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِكُمْ. Remember Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Standing, sitting, lying down. Generally, these are the three conditions of men. And then in every action of ours, in our business, in every action of ours, if we are doing things consciously, that this is the hukam of my Allah ta'ala, then it becomes zikrullah. Simple and easy. Islam is not difficult. Zikrullah doesn't mean just sit in the masjid, read tasbih, and after that in the business and in everything else, we don't obey Allah ta'ala. This is the place for training. As I mentioned, that example, that the car is repaired in the garage. You repair the car in the garage, but you don't drive the car in the garage. We haven't heard of a person after the car is repaired, so he says, now it was repaired in this garage, so let me drive the car with great speed in this garage. Then he will smash the walls and he'll smash his head and he'll smash the car too. The car will be repaired and prepared in the garage. But then it is going to be driven on the highway. It's going to be driven on the corrugated roads. It's going to be driven on national roads and other kinds of dirt roads. That is where the person is now going to drive that car and test whether it was repaired properly. So in the masjid, that is what we do. We are trying to repair those dents which have come on our spiritual bodies. And then when we go outside, now we will have to drive those engines and to prove that we have repaired the cars properly. So in our homes, in our dealings with our friends, with our families and with everybody else, and in all our akhlaq, in our muamalat, in our muasharat, in our dealings, in our etiquettes, in our morals, in our buying, in our selling, in all these things now we are going to show and prove that we repaired our car properly through those majalis of zikr, through those programs of islah and everything else that are held, that we have repaired our spiritual engines. We have removed the dents and now our cars are moving smoothly, fast, and they are efficient, and it will make us reach our destination. That is where the proof will be outside. In other words, in the business houses, at the airports, in the aeroplanes, in our transactions, and in everything else where the tests will come. The tests will come in the universities, in the colleges. The young student, a young female, will be attractive to him, or she will try and seduce him, or he will be attracted to her. Now, at that time, that is the test that's coming now to check whether his car was repaired properly in the majlis of zikr. So now he will say, my Allah is watching. If I will cast lustful glance at this woman, or if the woman will cast lustful glance at that man, then he says, my Allah is watching. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he has the power to seize me anytime. So believing that Allah is watching, the person restrains himself from haram. That is where the nur of taqwa will come. People say that no test must come, and you must get nur of taqwa. How can you get nur of taqwa without any test? There must be some test. In the ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَىٰ. The person who feared standing before Allah on the Day of Judgment, and he restrained himself from those desires which were evil, which were haram, which were prohibited, forbidden. The desires of the nafs which were against the will of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if he restrained himself, then he will get Jannat as his abode. So there has to be those desires which are against the Quran, against the Sunnah, against the wish of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which the person will be faced with in his life, certain kinds of desires which will be against the Quran and Sunnah. Now when those desires will come, that is when he's going to restrain himself. So that is why when these desires, oh, everybody is complaining, Maulana, bad thoughts are coming in the mind. If bad thoughts are coming, then don't act upon those bad thoughts, that's all. Don't entertain those bad thoughts. Un bure khayalat ke liye dastarkhan mat bichao. That you are most welcome, I was waiting for you. Don't entertain those thoughts. If they came, ignore them. Occupy the mind in something else. Get occupied in anything else. A person cannot give equal attention to two things at the same time. And burn those evil thoughts in the furnace of the khawf of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala ki khawf. The furnace of Allah Ta'ala's fear. Burn them. Then what will happen? Then the noor of taqwa will light up in the heart. That is how the noor of taqwa will light up. And once that noor of taqwa will come, then the person, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala promises that Allah Ta'ala will solve all his problems. So this is the purpose. Repeatedly we have mentioned this. I'll conclude with Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Alayh. He says that one night I'm trying to sleep, but I just can't get sleep. Then I thought, let me make some zikr. He says, kuch zikr kar lo. So even he couldn't make zikr. Then he said, let me make some tilawat. He said, I'm trying to make tilawat, I can't even get going with tilawat. Nafil namaz. He says, I can't even make nafil namaz. Something is telling me, go outside your house, go outside your house. Something is pulling him outside, go outside. He says, when I went outside, then I saw somebody lying on the ground with a blanket covering his head. And then as soon as he heard my footsteps, so he said, Assalamu alaikum. And he mentioned as a Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah his name. So he was very surprised. So then he said that there is a problem. I'm going through some problem. There's some question that is bugging me. And I want you to answer that question. So therefore I made dua to Allah Ta'ala to send Junaid Baghdadi to me, so that he can answer my question. He made dua to Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala sent him out that part of the night to answer his question. So it showed that he was some wali of Allah Ta'ala. So the question that he asked, say, Mata yasiro da'un nafse dawaha. That when will the sickness of the nafs become its own medication and cure? The sickness of the nafs, all the different weakness and sicknesses of the nafs, itself becomes the cure. So this is a very strange question, that the sickness itself must become the cure. So Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Alayh, without any hesitation, he said, "Iza khalafatin nafsu hawaha." That when these nafs, whatever evil desires come into that nafs, when it is going to oppose those desires, when you're going to oppose it and not follow it, not make amal on it, then that itself will become the cure for it. That itself will now make you waliullah. So the nafs, the sickness of the nafs became the ilaj of the nafs. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us himmat, give us courage. There's no doubt that things are moving very fast and everybody seems to be getting caught up in different kinds of fitnas. So at such a time there is a need to take the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in abundance and to cause it to settle deep down in our hearts with great muhabbat, with great love for Allah ta'ala, we must take his name. And inshallah we'll find the benefit of that. May Allah ta'ala bless me, bless you and the whole ummah with the tawfiq of making amal upon that which is pleasing to Allah ta'ala and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب یہ ہے چہیں سب میرے ارادے बहुत दिनों रह चुका निकम्मा, बस अब मुझे काम का बना दे। बहुत दिनों रह चुका निकम्मा, बस अब मुझे काम का बना दे। मैं कब से हूँ महवे ख्वाब गफलत, बस अब जगा दे, बस अब जगा दे। मैं कब से हूँ महवे ख्वाब गफलत, बस अब जगा दे, बस अब जगा दे। हर दम करूँ मैं ए मेरे बारी, अल्लाहु अल्लाह, 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 अल्लाहु अल्लाह। जब सांस लूं मैं हो जाए जारी, अल्लाहु अल्लाह, 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 अल्लाहु अल्लाह। रहे तलब में सवार सब हैं पयादा, मिसले गुबार में हूँ। रहे तलब में सवार सब हैं पयादा, मिसले गुबार में हूँ। तेरे गुलिस्तान में सब गुल हैं, बस एक अगर हूं तो खार में हूं। तेरे गुलिस्तान में सब गुल हैं, बस एक अगर हूं तो खार में हूं। I've mentioned this many times, that consider ourselves as the thorns and consider everyone else as a rose. Says, Ya Allah, in your garden, your beautiful garden, everyone is a rose. The only one that seems to be a thorn is myself. How much of injury and pain and hurt and takleef I have caused to so many people. I am the thorn. My character is not right. A great wali of Allah Ta'ala is saying this. So what about us? That wasn't his condition, it's for us. And he says, everyone has taken off. Everyone is flying high in the spiritual world. I am still like a speck of dust on the ground.
Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bohat hi ganda hai haal mera. रहे तलब में सवार सब हैं पयादा, मिसले गुबार में हूँ। तेरे गुलिस्तान में सब गुल हैं, बस एक अगर हूँ तो खार में हूँ। मुझे भी कुछ फिक्र आखिरत हो, बहुत ही गफलत शियार में हूँ।
Oh my beloved Allah, give me also some concern of the आखिरत. I am very, very negligent, indifferent, heedless. Quranic verses upon verses I listen. Ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. tafsirs, commentaries of the ahadith, but it seems to have no effect and impact on my heart, O my beloved Allah. So give me some concern of the akhirat, that this world is transitory, temporary. We have to cross and go into the akhirat. That bridge of death has to be crossed whether we like it or not. There will be a day of judgment where we will have to account for all our deeds and our actions.
Mujhe bhi kuch fikr akhirat ho, bahut hi ghaflat shiar mein hu. Raha mein bekar zindagi bhar, bas ab to mashghool kar mein hu. Raha mein bekar zindagi bhar, bas ab to mashghool kar mein hu. Har dam karun main ae mere bari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Jab saans lo mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bahut hi ganda hai haal mera. Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bahut hi ganda hai haal mera. Gunah mein aaluda ho raha hai, ruwa ruwa baal baal mera. Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bahut hi ganda hai haal mera.
Oh my Allah, where can we hide and conceal our hearts from you? You look deep down into our hearts. You know exactly in what kind of sins we are indulging. Adultery, fornication, drugs, drinks, stealing, fraud, whatever we may have done and nobody has seen us. Ya Allah, you have seen. You know very well what we are doing. We can hide from our wives, we can hide from our parents, we can hide from our children. We can hide from our neighbors, but oh my Allah, where can we hide from you?
Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bahut hi ganda hai haal mera. Gunah mein aaluda ho raha hai, ruwa ruwa baal baal mera. Ye aakhiri din hai zindagi ke, ye aakhiri din hai zindagi ke, durust kar de maal mera.
These are the last days of my life. I've mentioned many times, consider this last second of our life. We don't know whether we'll be able to breathe the next second. Last week, person tells me that in the doctor's surgery, front of the doctor, young person, nothing really serious, and he breathed his last, suddenly just passed away. And I gave you so many incidents also in the last week's bayan, that it's, these are the days when everything is instant. We say everything instant. Everything they say instant. Now you get instant loans also. They charge you extra interest on that. Instant coffee, instant, everything instant. Deaths are becoming like that too. Suddenly, without any warning, young, fit, healthy, as I always say. Young, fit, healthy, everything going for the person. Beautiful car, cell phone, gold, silver, diamonds, rubies, jewels, everything for that young girl. Suddenly, death just overtakes them.
कई बार हमने ये देखा कि जिनका मुशय्यन बदन था मुअत्तर कफन था जो कब्रे कोहन उसकी उखड़ी तो देखा न उज़्वे बदन था न तारे कफन था जो कब्रे कोहन उसकी उखड़ी तो देखा न उज़्वे बदन था न तारे कफन था. So let us be prepared. Let us not be heedless. Let us not be indifferent to the warnings of the Quran and the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Ta'ala is loving, He is merciful, He is forgiving. He really loves forgiveness. No matter how far we may have gone, as long as we turn around and we say, Ya Allah, we made a mistake in our lives. Even though we may have sinned 1,000 times, but make sincere tawbah. If it's the rights of people, then fulfill those rights. And if it's the rights of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then begin with the qazas. Slowly it will take time. But make sincere tawbah. Don't have any intention of returning to those sins at the time of making tawbah. Then even if our cord of muhabbat has snapped many times, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will accept us. Ye kushti to unse hai umr bhar ki kabhi tu dabale kabhi wo dabale. This wrestling match between ourselves and shaitan, it will go on till the end of life. Sometimes we will overpower shaitan, sometimes he will overpower us. Jo nakam hota rahe umr bhar bhi, baharhal koshish to aashiq na chode. Jo nakam hota rahe umr bhar bhi, baharhal koshish to aashiq na chode. Ye rishta mohabbat ka qaim hi rakhe, jo 100 baar toote to 100 baar jode.
How can we be happy and satisfied with a disconnection with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? A little disconnection with the power plant, and if electricity goes off, our lives become miserable, restless. A little bit of darkness we cannot tolerate. How can we tolerate disconnection with our Allah and with our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? If the cord has disconnected, then join. Don't delay, don't wait.
Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bohut hi ganda hai haal mera. Guna mein aaluda ho raha hai, ruwa ruwa baal baal mera. Ye aakhiri din hai zindagi ke, durust kar de maal mera. Teri mohabbat mein ab jiyun main, isi mein ho intiqal mera. Teri mohabbat mein ab jiyun main, usi mein ho intiqal mera. Har dam karun main ae mere bari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah,
Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Jab saans lo mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Karam se tere ba'id kya hai, jo fazl mujh par bhi mere rab ho. Karam se tere ba'id kya hai, jo fazl mujh par bhi mere rab ho. Teri madad ho, meri ho koshish, teri madad ho, meri ho koshish, teri kashish ho, meri talab ho. Badi mein guzri hai umr sari, naseeb taufeeq nek ab ho. Badi mein guzri hai umr sari, naseeb taufeeq nek ab ho. Rahoon mein mashghool zikr o taat, بس اب یہی شغل روز و شب ہو. ہر دم کروں میں نئے میرے باری, اللہ 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 اللہ, اللہ 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 اللہ, اللہ 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 اللہ. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Jab saans lo mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho. Tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho. Tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Aur mere tan mein bajaye aabo gil. Dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil. غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدر Allah, 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 Allah. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ 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 سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے पहले आग में डाला फिर आग को फूल किया किसने, उसके नाम की गुन गाते हैं इब्राहीम खलीलुल्लाह। इल्लल्लाह 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 इल्लल्लाह। अल्लाहुम्म सल्ली अला सय्यिदिना मुहम्मद व अला आलि सय्यिदिना ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم ربنا يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين أوما بلور الله أوما رحيم الله O my Kareem Allah, O my most forgiving Allah, most compassionate Allah, most loving Allah, most caring Allah, most beautiful Allah, forgive each and every one of us. My beloved Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before you. Mere Mawla, tere saamne hum apne bheek ka piyala phailaye hue. Hum gande hai, nalayak hai, naapak hai, gunegar hai, siyakar hai, sab kuch hai, میرے مولا بندے ہم تیرے ہیں تجھے چھوڑ کے ہم گندے جائے کہاں My Allah, where do we go? Who else is there for us besides you? There is no other door for us that we can tap. There is no other home for us in which we can beg. My Allah, if a dog is chased from one butcher, it can go to another. If a beggar is chased from one home, he can go to another. But my Allah, if you turn away your glance of maghfirat and forgiveness from us, where do we go, my Allah? Where do we go, my Allah? Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. My beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us. You dearly love those who extend their begging bowls and seek forgiveness. Your treasures of forgiveness are unlimited, my beloved Allah. Even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, our sins are more than the raindrops that fall from the skies, our sins are more than the entire creation put together, then to your forgiveness is much, much more than that. Just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away our sins. Mere Mawla, hum sab ki maghfirat farma de. Ya Allah, forgive us, forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members, and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Overlook the shortcomings and the weaknesses and the faults of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, open the floodgates of maghfirat for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we are seeking from you. You are listening to us. Ya Allah, we are not extending our hands before some idol that cannot see us, cannot listen to us, cannot help us in any way. My beloved Allah, we are seeking from the one in whose hands our life lies, the one in whose hands the control of the entire universe is. Ya Allah, we are seeking from you. Everything is in your control. Whether we go east or west, north or south, deep down the oceans or up above the heavens, it's all your kingdom. My beloved Allah, our life in your control, our sight in your control, our hearing and speech in your control, our hands and feet in your control, the ground on which we walk on your, in your control, the homes in which we live in your control. If you order the earth to shake, my beloved Allah, no power and force in the world can prevent it from shaking. Ya Allah, strengthen our yaqeen in you. Ya Allah, develop in our hearts love for you. Fill our hearts with your muhabbat. Fill our hearts, fill it with the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Put the love of good deeds into our hearts. Put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Become ours and make us yours. Become ours and make us yours. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Ya Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, of our hands and feet, of our heart and mind. My beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, Kareem Allah, man has made computer chips. Millions of pieces of information on those chips, but one press of the delete button and nothing is left, my beloved Allah. Mere Maula, hamare gunaho ke upar delete button daba. Maafi ka kalam pher de. Ya Allah, no one is going to question you that why you forgave those sinners who had raised their hands in Masjid-e-Noor. Ya Allah, no one will question you why you forgave those sinners who had raised their hands this part of the night. My beloved Allah, if you forgive us, we will become happy. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will become happy. You will become happy. My beloved Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Become ours and make us yours. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zameen meri. If you are ours, then our children will be ours. Our homes will give us comfort. Our businesses will give us barakat. Ya Allah, if you are ours, then everything will work in our favor. But if you are not ours, nothing will be ours. Our lives will be filled with restlessness, anxieties, worries and problems. Ya Allah, become ours and make us yours. Become ours and make us yours. Mere Mawla, hum tujhse tujhi ko talab karte hai. Koi tujhse kuch, koi kuch maagta hai. Ilahi, main tujhse talabgar tera. Koi tujhse kuch, koi kuch maagta hai. Ilahi, main tujhse talabgar tera. Koi mujhse poochhe, main kya maagta. Main apne khuda se khuda maagta. Koi mujhse poochhe, main kya maagta hu. Main apne khuda se khuda maagta. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaun uska. Yehi raat din main dua maagta. My beloved Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Ya Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Mere Allah, hum bemar hai. Ya Allah, hum jismani bemar hai. Hum ruhani bemar hai. We are spiritually sick, we are physically ill. But cure lies in your hands, my beloved Allah. Dua aur dawa mein asar hai zarur. Marizo ki shifa leke daste khuda mein. Ya Allah, shifa lies in your hands. Ya Allah, bless each and every one who is sick and ailing with complete shifa. Ya Allah, bless us with complete shifa. We know that sometimes sicknesses and diseases can be a test and a trial and a blessing in disguise. But we are extremely weak servants of yours. Don't test us with poverty, with sickness, with illness. Ya Allah, we cannot face any kind of tests and trials. We are so weak that we will sell our iman for miserable coins, my Allah, if we are tested. Ya Allah, don't test us in this world, in the qabr, in the akhir. Ya Allah, hamari aazmaish mat kar. Ya Allah, bless us with complete shifa. Sehat tamma, kamila, ajila, daima, mustamirra, nasib farma. Mere Mawla, those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and remove their financial difficulties and problems. Ya Allah, those who are on journeys, make them reach their destination safely. Those who have no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Those who have children, make them obedient to you and your Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give the parents the tawfiq to bring up their children in the proper Islamic manner, to give them the proper etiquette and teachings of deen and Quran and sunnah. Ya Allah, give the children the tawfiq to obey the parents. My beloved Allah, those whose children have gone onto drinks and drugs and vices and evils, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Oh, my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah. Remove the difficulties, the hardships and the problems that the Ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is facing. Ya Allah, change the conditions of adversity to that of prosperity, happiness, contentment and satisfaction. Ya Allah, bless us with a connection with you, a bond with you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, teri marifat nasib farma, tera qurb nasib farma, teri muhabbat nasib farma. Ya Allah, Rasul Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ka sacha ishq aur muhabbat nasib farma. Ya Allah, bless us with trust and faith and tawakkul in you. Ya Allah, bless us with yaqeen in you. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, remove the difficulties of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much of sacrifices he made, how much of suffering he went through for the sake of the Ummah. In Taif he was stoned until his Mubarak shoes were filled with his Mubarak blood. Ya Allah, your beloved Nabi. Ha, how the angels must have seen him being stoned. But Ya Allah, for the sake of Deen he was stoned. For the sake of us he was stoned. Ya Allah, boycotted for 3 solid years. Time comes when they have to chew leather. Chew the leaves of trees for survival. Ha, by Allah. He stands whole night in prayer. His feet swell. He's stoned in Uhud. He falls down unconscious. Ya Allah, how much he was teased, mocked, ridiculed. Ha, my Allah, we have shown no appreciation for his sacrifices. When he is informed that that ummat for whom you cried so much, that ummat for whom so much of your blood was shed, that ummat in discos, cinemas, theatres, gambling dens, rave clubs, drugs, adultery, fornication, watching the filthiest of movies even a few meters away from your resting place in the hotel foyers, reading filthy magazines, watching filthy pictures, listening to filthy music, even in Makkah, Mukarramah and Madina Tayyibah. Ha, my Allah, what kind of injury and pain we are causing to my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In his time, the kuffar, the mushrikeen, the yahood and the nasara caused him pain. Today we are the cause of his pain. But it is not difficult for you, my Allah, to forgive us and to change the condition of our lives. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein tooba dil badal de. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein tooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Gunehgari mein kab tak umr kaatu, gunehgari mein kab tak umr kaatu. Badal de mera rasta dil badal de. My beloved Allah, change the direction of our lives. It is not difficult for you, my Allah. You change the lives of the Sahaba-e-Kiram, radiyallahu anhum ajma'een. Ya Allah, they came from the Kuffar, the Mushrikeen, the Yahud, the Nasara. But when they accepted Islam, they became radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Ya Allah, aaj bhi tu wahi khuda hai. Tere qabz-e-qudrat mein sab kuch hai. You can change the direction of our lives. Can change our hearts. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with your muhabbat and that of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remove the difficulties and parishani and takleef of the ummat. Masjid Haramain Sharifain ki hifazat farma. Masjid Aqsa ki hifazat farma. Tamam masajid, madaris, khanqah, deeni edaro ki hifazat farma. Ya Allah, protect all institutions of deen. Bless all workers of deen with ikhlas in all their actions and amal. تبلیغ و دعوت کی محنت قبول فرما یا اللہ ان کی اجتماعات گشت اور تعلیم کو قبول فرما یا اللہ جتنے بھی دینی کام ہو رہے سب کو قبول فرما My beloved Allah protect each and every one of us protect our iman protect our islam protect our wives and children our properties our homes our businesses bless us with barakat in our business barakat in our homes barakat in our time barakat in our lives barakat in every ni'mat and bounty of yours Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azab an-nar. Rabbana la tuakhizna in nasina aw akhtana. Rabbana wa la tahmil alayna isran kama hamaltahu ala alladhina min qablina. Rabbana wa la tuhammilna ma la taqata lana bih. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا انت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين يا الله the angel of death is sure to visit us daily we are listening we are reading we are hearing of young fit healthy people suddenly leaving this world Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, popping drugs in our mouth, wine bottle in our hands, in some casino, in adultery, in fornication, or watching some filth on the television screen or on the porn internet site. My beloved Allah, when the angel of death visits us, let him visit us in Medina Sharif. جب ہماری موت کا وقت آئے خاتمہ کا وقت آئے تو مدینہ طیبہ میں ہمیں شہادت کی موت نصیب فرمائے. The rose of Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, with as-salatu wa s-salamu alayka ya Rasul Allah. As-salatu wa s-salamu alayka ya Habib Allah. As-salatu wa s-salamu alayka ya khayr khalq Allah. یا اللہ ہماری روح جھومتی ہوئی تیرے پاس آ جا. یا اللہ ہم نالائق ہیں, اس کے اہل نہیں ہیں. We know we are not deserving, but we are asking یا اللہ so that our مغفرت may take place with burial in جنت البقیع. یا اللہ, رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم all his life he made دعاس for us. اگر وہاں مقدر میں موت نہ ہو تو جہاں بھی ہو یا اللہ اس let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Ya Allah, Rasool-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. Especially in Hajjatul Wida, mere pyare Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam ne, with his 124,000 companions, Hajre Aswad ko chum karke jo manga tha, wataf mein chal karke jo manga tha, mizab-e rahmat ke niche ro ro ke jo manga tha, hatim ke andar namazay pad kar jo manga tha, التزم سے چمٹ کر کے جو مانگا, مقام ابراہیم کے پیچھے نمازیں پڑھ کر جو مانگا. یا اللہ, the duas that he made after drinking zamzam, and the duas that he made on Safa and Marwa, and the duas that he made in Mina and in Arafat from Zohar till Maghrib, how much he begged for us, and the duas that he made in Mina, in Muzdalifa, and all his life the duas that he made for us, bless us with all that goodness that he asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the desires, the aspirations, the tamanna, the wishes that are in the hearts of the people that have raised their hands this part of the night before you. Ya Allah, they all have great hope and umid in you. Otherwise, they would not have raised their hands before you. Ya Allah, fulfill all their good wishes, all their good desires, all their good aspirations. Ki tamam nek murado ko pura kar de. Jiski jo bhi pareshani ho, takleef ho, musibat ho, usko dur kar de. Apne fazl o karam se dur kar de. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.